Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm talking about my book that is out, and the purpose of the book is the same as the purpose of this program each day, which is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. So the book is Prosperous and Successful, How to Pursue God's Plan for Your Life. And God's plan for your life is to be prosperous and successful. In fact, the Bible says in Joshua 1:8 that God has told us, the God who created us, the God who designed us, who gives us our purpose, He has told us exactly how to be prosperous and successful. And Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law," meaning the Bible, "always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful." This is a high commitment level. This is saying you are going to design your life, you are going to make the decisions of your life, you are going to pursue in your life to live according to what the Bible teaches, and you are trusting that the Bible will lead you to the life you want to live, to a truly prosperous and successful life. And so in order to make that kind of commitment, you have to have a reason to believe that this really is the Word of God, this really is a promise to you, it really is true, and I believe all those things are so. And so my book, Prosperous and Successful, Pursuing God's Plan for Your Life, is there to help work through the questions that come up, to walk you through the evidence, to show you that the Bible truly is God's word for us, meant to bless us and guide us, how to be prosperous and successful. You can find it on Amazon, amazon.com, search Prosperous and Successful, or search my name, David Gennaro. You'll be able to find it on there. You can also find a link to it on the Facebook group, Trust the Bible, and I'd encourage you to join that while you're at it so that you can ask questions, be part of the discussion based on this radio program and also what's in the book and articles that I post on Trust the Bible. There will also be a contest. I will be giving away a couple copies of the book. So if you want to get the book and want to have a chance at winning the book, join the Facebook group Trust the Bible and you'll be notified about contests on there to have a chance to win a copy of the book. Well, I ended last week kind of abruptly by talking about Joel Osteen. I talked about another success book. I want to generally talk about the different kinds of success books on the market. My book is kind of like a success book, but really it's not. What it's really doing is telling you why you can trust and how to put into practice the ultimate success book, which is the very words of God we find in the Bible. But I'm contrasting that with other popular success books on the market. I want to explain a little more what I meant about what I said about Joel Osteen yesterday. So his book, Your Best Life Now, is especially among church circles, probably the best-selling kind of book in that category of being about how to be successful out there. And really, when you look at what he goes through seven different things you need to work on or do. For instance, positive thinking, positive words, confessing different things you want to be true in your life. He goes through a number of different things like this about being positive, and this is the key to obtaining certain things like being successful in your business, having successful relationships, getting raises, you know, all these kinds of things, being healthy, overcoming sickness, depression. And I would just say, take a step back and think, what does the Bible actually teach? What Jesus says about being successful is, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." But how is it that we come to Jesus? Jesus says, by taking my yoke upon you and learning from me. We have to learn from Jesus. We have to commit ourselves to his teaching. What Joel Osteen is talking about in the book, what he's talking about pursuing, is things that we often like. We all want to be wealthy and healthy and all of that. It's not the ultimate goal, according to the Bible. The ultimate goal is to pursue God, to know him. God is love. God has always been love. And God created us. He created us male and female that we might know something about love and that we might therefore love him and know his love for us. And that is what we are designed for. We are designed for this eternal relationship of enjoying the presence of God in our lives. Now, yes, do we want to have enough money to pay our bills? Sure. Do we want to have our basic physical needs taken care of? Yes. Do we want to be healthy? Yes. But we're not guaranteed those things. And no amount of positive thinking and positive speaking and everything else is going to get those things. That is not taught in the Bible. It is not scientific. It's not based on anything other than, a series of teachers over the last few hundred years that don't accept the Bible as the authority of God's word. So, you know, in that success book, Joel Osteen's, there are some good things. It's good to be a positive person. But the way it is presented as to here is the pathway to get these things that you want, this is not teaching that you will get from studying the Bible. This is teaching you'll get from studying other kinds of thinkers who don't have any ties to the Bible from the past that Joel Osteen has kind of packaged into Christian terms. You may love your best life now. So I'm sorry if this is, upsetting. I'm stepping into controversy because I really believe that the majority of people who really put their hope in this technique, this method, this kind of success, ultimately are disappointed. And so this is one of the reasons I wrote Prosperous and Successful. I'm taking it right from a scripture in the verse. I'm going to walk you through step by step how we define prosperous and successful from God's point of view. God knows better than we do. You know, sometimes our children want things and we're thinking, oh, that's a bad decision. You might want that right now, but that's not best for your future. We try to guide our children away from mistakes. Hey, in life, if we build what we're living for all in our own perspective, we live short lives. We're only here a short time. And so many people, when they reach an older age or when they know that their time is short, they say, you know what? I didn't live for the right things. You know what? Now I realize that I was making decisions based on a lack of understanding. And how can we have understanding? We're here such a short time, but God says, let me tell you what you need to have a life that truly brings joy, to live without regrets. So I walk through chapter by chapter how the Bible says, here's what you should be pursuing, and here's how to do it. And it's written by the God who designed us and knows exactly how we function best, and so we can trust him, if it really is the Word of God. And of course, I spend a good bit of time addressing that. How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Now, what I also want to talk about today is how do we get started right? So the Bible defines for us what the goal is. How do we define prosperous and successful? And it relates to pursuing God, to knowing him in our life. Now, there are a number of ways of doing that, and that's what the Bible is full of, is teaching, explanation of what we need to do and how we need to do it. But before you can do anything, you've got to get started right. And the Bible says that sin is what blocks us from having that kind of relationship with God that we are designed to have. And so what we have to do first of all is have our sins removed. Remove that obstacle so that we have a right relationship with God. So we've started that relationship with God. Notice that's not the whole objective of the Bible, is not simply to get you to where you have a relationship with God. It's so that you can start that relationship and then grow and grow in it by learning more about his ways and his love and his design and intention for us. But how do you start? You start by receiving it as a free gift, by believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you don't do that, and that's what a lot of success books miss, in fact, just about all of them I've ever seen miss, that you've got to start by believing in Jesus Christ and receiving forgiveness of sins so that you can now pursue what God created you to pursue. And I'll pick up here tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.